You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host, Chris Chambers, and today I have the privilege of having a conversation with Mr. Conrad Bailey. How are you doing, Conrad?
I am doing awesome. How about yourself?
Doing well, man. I appreciate you taking the time to do this with us today. So what we want to do, we want to talk about you a little bit, give us a little bit insight into who you are and how you got to where you are today. And then we want to talk about your business, Primerica, a little bit. We want to talk about just kind of how B&I has maybe helped you and how you certainly helped B&I here over the last few months. I want to do a little bit of a back to the basics segment, specifically about visibility, because that's something that you've certainly done a great job of being as visible in the group in the short time that you've been here. And then we want to, of course, want to know who your clients are. If somebody's listening to this that needs your assistance, how they can get a hold of you. We want also to let the chapter know, our B&I chapter, to know how they can refer folks to you and what that would look like. All right. And then finally, we'll end with a back to the basic, or I'm sorry, a rapid fire section. Just want to throw some questions at you briefly, and that's how we'll end it up. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. So, as always, who is Conrad Bailey?
Well, I am married to a Vietnamese lady that I met in Vietnam, and been married a little over 10 years, and she immigrated here about 11 years ago. I have two children, Sabi and Ali, basically the loves of my life, all three of them, and I really love going out boating. I enjoy that a lot. My kids enjoy even boating in the front yard. In other words, pretending they're fishing from the boat, just enjoying it. Playing darts and pool, and of course traveling to Asia. We go back there every couple of years for about 6 weeks at a time, because if you're going to fly for 26 hours, it makes sense you're going to stay a while.
Stay a little bit. Very cool, man. I've never been to Asia. Anywhere in particular you'd recommend?
North Vietnam.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Cool. And go out to Hai Long Bay.
Okay.
A beautiful place. You can get tours out there. They're very cheap. You go out on a boat and you're going to visit all the floating villages and stuff. It's just a beautiful, beautiful. And all of the wildlife that's around is just amazing. And talk about fresh fish. They sit there and have them in big nets in the water, and you just pick what you want.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and so, you know, one of the things, as I kind of mentioned there briefly, you've been in our B&I chapter. That's how I met you, through our B&I chapter. And you've been here for about, what, 3 months now, 2.5 months, something like that?
Yeah, just shy of 3 months.
And certainly we know you're serious about business because you have jumped in, you know, hand, feet, and, you know, everything. You are in, all in, and we love to see that for sure. But the thing that I wonder is, how in the world do you have time for anything else? But apparently you do have some other stuff you like to do. So scheduling. Talk about that a little bit. What is that other stuff?
All about scheduling.
Yeah.
You have to really, I put in, here's where I'm going to be doing my one-on-ones, and I've learned that if you just put them all back-to-back, you can do five of them in 5 hours, and you're done. Instead of driving from one, driving to another, doing them separate days. And my goal was basically meet with everybody within the first month and a half. So this way I could create visibility with people, so I can move on to the credibility side of things. Because the sooner you get into credibility, the much more rapidly you can move into the profitability.
Okay.
And being in an insurance seat, it's a little bit more difficult for people to refer you in the beginning process, because they're trusting you with larger sums of money versus going and referring somebody to a specific product. So I figured in the first couple of months I was going to spend so much time with people that they would end up going, oh my God, Conrad again, right? So I did 80 one-on-ones in the first 2.5 months, which is a lot of time.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do something, you really, in my opinion, you have to go all in.
Yeah.
If you want to have a big result, you have to have a big beginning.
Now, this podcast is primarily for our chapter and the folks in this chapter. However, there are times when folks outside of the chapter will listen to this. So just briefly, you've talked about visibility, credibility, profitability, that VCP process. Kind of talk about what that means, what that looks like, and why it's something that we look to make sure that we're moving through as quickly as possible.
You got it. When you're being visible with people, they're just seeing you and you're showing up on time. You're showing that you are serious about business. You're serious about showing up. You say you're going to be someplace at a certain time. You're there. You don't stand people up. Because the way you are acting on these meetings are probably the way you're going to be acting with your clients. And it's hard to refer people that are late to everything. Right? So having all that visibility. And then once you're building that credibility, That's when people start to trust you, because people basically refer people and buy from people they know and trust. If they don't know you, they don't trust you, you're not going to get any business. And when it comes to being the insurance, the life insurance more specifically, I was told it's going to take months and months and months mm-hmm. before you can really get to the point of being profitable. Mm-hmm. And in less than 3 months, I probably made 10 times more than what I paid into wow. the system
That's
already.
Great.
And I attribute the majority of that to massive amount of activity, mm-hmm. meeting people, but not only meeting them, paying attention to them mm-hmm. and going out and proactively getting referrals for those people, not just going out and listening for people that need their service. Mm-hmm. One of the gentlemen, Dan Brown, wanted to talk to somebody who wasn't in the area that was a mortgage broker that had more than one mortgage person working for him. I goes, well, I don't know any of those people. So I basically cold called a business wow. and I made it through the gatekeeper, set up an appointment with him, and they got with him. I don't know if they ended up doing business or not yet, but that's called being proactive yeah. about finding a referral. Mm-hmm. Because if you're proactive about it, you're gonna be able to get a lot better referral mm-hmm. over time. Mm-hmm. And that also puts you in a lot more, a lot better position with the person you just referred yeah. if you went out of your way to find somebody for them. They'll probably do the same for you, but if you won't do it for them, the odds they do it for you is slim.
So we may have folks who maybe are considering opening their own business, maybe have already made that leap, and, yeah. and they hear you saying, hey, what you should do is spend time, join a B&I group,
yep.
number one, and then number two, spend time getting to know everybody in your group and spend time finding them referrals. And what you're saying is if you do that, you'll actually grow your business.
Yes.
Okay. And you've actually, and you can say in the short time that you've been in B&I that you've already seen that starting to happen.
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
Just week over week, getting more and more and more referrals. And they're all outside of the B&I group. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that I found out when I sat down with B&I, because I was not a network person. I don't like going to network things because everybody wants to sell each other. They're selling each other. They're selling each other. And that's not me. Mm-hmm. It's just not a normal part of being me. Yeah. When I'd go to these meetings, I'd be like, oh, God, I got to go talk to these people, mm-hmm. right? But now you go to B&I,
yeah.
and the first thing I heard when I'm sitting there is it's not about selling to each other.
Yeah.
It's about teaching these people to fish for you.
Right.
So instead of going out looking to catch that one fish, teach these people to fish for you. Mm-hmm. Teach them to be your sales force, to be your marketing team.
Yeah.
So you end up with 40, 50 marketing experts mm-hmm. if you train them properly
yeah.
to go out and basically fish for you. So you end up saving a lots of time, effort, and money, because now you end up with a lot more time with your family. But in the beginning, I put in a lot of time
yeah.
and now I'm lightened up on it, but the results have compounded.
So, you know, I know one of the things that I didn't even consider as being kind of a secondary gain or secondary positive, you know, thing that I've gotten, an outcome that I've gotten, a consequence, I should say, of joining B&I is just being able to talk to folks, you know, that you don't know, and being able to just start up conversations, which sounds crazy,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
but it actually is something when you're sitting across from folks who maybe you've never met before, now you're meeting with, you're doing these one-to-ones, you're seeing them week in and week out, there's something that happens, I mean, internally that allows you to kind of open up a little bit, turn on a different part of your brain, if you will. And you know, just this week, you know, I was at a graduation party, and you know, just talking to some different folks, and somebody came up and said, hey, do you know that guy? And I'm like, no, I've never met him. He's like, man, I mean, you could just talk to anybody. And I said, well, and it didn't used to be the case, you know what I mean?
Yep,
but over
exactly.
the last few months, being trained through B&I and doing this, you know, through this process, that's something that I never even dreamed would be a positive, you know, consequence of that. And it's something that I've definitely experienced for myself. I don't know that you've ever had that problem.
I used to be a very shy. I've learned to get over it a little bit, but it's helped a lot more
yeah.
since I've been in here, because now even when I go to other networking events, because I was always still just not comfortable in those
yeah.
environments,
yeah.
but taking the training that I learned from B&I mm-hmm. and going to other networking events mm-hmm. and basically putting myself out there and having a goal to talk to people and have an intention of finding out what they want
yeah.
and trying to work from that direction, mm-hmm. I've actually gotten more referrals even from those areas, which I never would have gotten before, because I started, instead of going in there going, all right, sell, sell, sell,
yeah.
sell, it's now it's help, help,
yeah.
help, help.
Yeah.
and people that love to help other people end up getting helped.
So one of the core values of BNI is giver's gain, and you're saying you absolutely buy into that philosophy.
Yes.
You give, and just over time, you will certainly gain as a result of that. But it's got to be legitimate. It's got to be sincere giving.
Yep.
Like, no, I'm not. I don't have a secondary motivation. No, I want to help you. That's why I'm doing this.
Yep.
And simply by being sincere, by being authentic, and trying to help other people, they're in turn going to want to help you. And that sounds like that's exactly what you've seen as well.
Yes.
All right. So I did want to talk briefly, because you've been in the chapter about 3 months, did we say?
Yep.
Okay. And you've already gone through the mentor program, what we call the passport program now, right?
Yep.
And talk about that a little bit and kind of how that's helped you.
The passport program, at first I'm like, oh, good. Passport thing, whatever. But what I found is, as you're going through it, you're meeting with people that are seasoned in those areas, and they're going to be able to train you, coach you, and mentor you to moving on to the next level. So you end up going through a very quick process in a short period of time. So if somebody joins a BNI and they want to build their business, I would have a goal of meeting with everybody in that passport in the first 30 days. Mm-hmm. Now you can do 2 a week if you want, but if you do that first 30 days on that, you're going to figure out how to talk to the centers of influences and how to basically start working with your contact sphere, mm-hmm. the people that are, and then you're going to whittle it down, and you're going to find out which areas you're going to be able to build power teams.
Yeah.
And what that is people that can refer people naturally mm-hmm. back and forth mm-hmm. to each other. And I just find that extremely beneficial. By the time I got to the end of it, I understood the process a lot more than I did in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that also led to me, when I was going through that, I learned that it was very important to go through and get something called E-squared, as well as Ignite Your Business, which is from Ascentive. And I've gone through, and I'm already E-squared, did it in the first 2 months, and everybody's like, how could you do that? We only have it like every 3 months here.
You traveled a little bit.
Exactly. I traveled to Sarasota, to Tampa, to Clearwater, to St. Pete, and here, got it done in a quick aspect. So this way, when new people come in, they don't know I'm new mm-hmm. because they look over and they see I'm E-squared. They think I've been there for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've only got 1 more week left on the Ascentive training going through Ignite Your Business. Mm-hmm. So basically, I'll have all those certifications. And then they can look and they'll be like, oh, wow, this guy's been here a long time.
Yeah.
They're not going to be looking at me as the newbie.
Right, right. Now, with the Ascentive, the Ignite Your Business you're talking about, from what I understand, there's 2 ways that you can take that program. One is like a weekend, like a 3 days session right in a row, where it's just kind of, you know, fire hose, all information. And then the way that you've done it is over a 10-week period, once a week, like maybe every Friday for about 3 hours.
Yep,
is that what
about
it is?
3 hours, yep.
All right. So still a lot of information, but that gives you time to kind of process throughout the week the information they've given, even take some homework, do some homework to try to work through that. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Taking that with Karen Dove, it was just amazing. I learned to connect a lot more with my clients,
mm-hmm.
As well as other friends and stuff too, because you learn a lot about yourself and you find out really why you're in business, and it's not really what you think all the time.
Mm.
It's very emotional, and all of a sudden I'm connecting with people I never thought I'd connect with, and it's just helped build solid relationships more quickly, even within BNI and outside of BNI, and other people that are clients. I sat with them and sort of shared some of my emotional beginnings on things,
mm-hmm.
and it was amazing. It was like instantaneously, it's like we were just like best friends from mm-hmm. From the get-go.
Yeah.
It just really helped build relationships, and if you want to build relationships even outside of BNI, take that course because it's awesome.
Well, that's actually a pretty good transition into where we want to go. I want to talk about your business, Primerica, and you know, one of the, well, I guess the easiest way to do this would be to say, what is your ECC, your emotionally charged connection? Through that process, you've kind of worked through that.
So yeah.
You want to tell that story?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Basically, when I was about 10 years old, I loved my sister to death, and I still love her, trusted her, and what happened is we would go over to her boyfriend's house. And when we would, her boyfriend's brother, which was about 19 years old and I was 10, we'd go play Star Wars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the little kid going, hey, I'm not put aside, I get to play, right? And over time, what happened was I was basically being groomed to be molested.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up being molested for probably about a year.
Yeah.
And that built walls around me, made me shut down, made me close, and I just really had a hard time dealing with people, and there was other things that came down the road. I just felt like gotten taken advantage of, and it just continued to grow throughout my life.
Mm.
And at some point, I actually sat down with a financial company, and they took advantage of me too. Mm. So it was just like a continuation of all of these little things.
Yeah.
And when I sat down with Primerica, they taught me how that other company took advantage of me, that caused me to go bankrupt, that caused me to lose a lot of money. And because of that, I was a TV producer for about 15 years. Because of Primerica, when I sat down with them and they showed me the right way to do things, I ended up quitting my job right off the bat, making almost 100 grand a year to go out without a license to learn a new business, because I had a passion to go help people so they weren't taken advantage of financially. And that's why I got into this business. And that's why I'm in this business today. I help older people, young people, but a lot of the people I help are single moms, and things like that, because I love helping single moms change their mentality of being broke and poor to being wealthy. And to do that, you'd be amazed at how many of them are taken advantage of when it comes to like life insurance and stuff like that. Some of the garbage products that people are sold and lied to about. Mm-hmm. And we go out and fix those things. And when you do, you truly start to build relationships. So a lot of my clients have come to my house, enjoyed coming over to my house, swimming in the pool, eating dinner. I've eaten at their houses before, gone to their weddings. One of my clients that I had just from a few months ago, because I shared my story with him, connected so much with me, he wants me to be in his wedding.
Oh, wow.
And I've only met him for a couple months.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. So needless to say, I'm going to his wedding.
Yeah.
Sort of have to there, right? And I thought that was pretty cool, because we would have never connected to that degree if it wasn't for me sharing, you know, some of the bad things in my life. Mm-hmm. But that what happened bad is who created who I am now. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't change it, because I am who I am, and I love people and I love helping people because of the bad things that have happened to me in the past.
Yeah.
So anybody had anything bad, just look forward to the future.
You know, one of the things that I love about BNI is kind of time and time again, and I sit down, have these conversations with different members of the group, and it seems like every single person in our chapter takes that personal touch to kind of the next level, you know, willing to go to their house, bringing them into your house. Like you said, you're going to be in a client's wedding here coming up. I mean, just amazing. So if I were to ask you this, what is it that sets you apart from those other folks, or what is it that sets Primerica apart from those other companies? What would your answer be?
Simply the way the company was founded. Mm-hmm. The company was founded by a gentleman named Art Williams, that was taken advantage of by a life insurance company, and he created us to go right the injustice.
Okay.
Yeah, and he did that in 1977.
Okay.
And by in the low 80s, like I think it was 1984, they became the largest life insurance company in North America in that short a period of time.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to go out and fix what was wrong out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of needs, and we can help families across the board in every different area. But our main thing was fixing what was wrong out there, and then it's grown into so many other things, because now we help them get out of debt. We help with a lot of other things.
So
we're sitting down with people.
We have an individual out there listening, and they don't have health. They don't have life insurance, rather.
Yep.
And they say, yeah, maybe this is something I need to look into. What would that process look like? They give you a call, and then what would you do from that point forward?
Yeah, the first thing I would do is I'd say, let's get together and we'll have a little conversation.
Okay.
I'm going to educate you on how life insurance works, mm-hmm. all the different types, how mm-hmm. each one of them work. And then what we're going to do is we're going to find out what you need. Because here's what a lot of companies do is they'll go and they'll sell you a product. They say, well, how much do you want to spend? Well, that might not be what you need. You might have too much or not enough insurance, right? So what we do is we find out what they need by asking a lot of very compassionate questions. So this way we make sure that rather the husband or wife, if they live or die, that month their income will continue to go on once they pass. Mm-hmm. Right? You should have typically between 8 and 12 times your income, and buying certain types of insurance makes it cost prohibitive for doing that. So we like to sit down with them and give them the most affordable product with the best coverage over a long period of time, mm-hmm. and also combining some savings to it. Right? And when we do that with the people, at the end of the day, I just get to go home and go, man, I really got to improve somebody's lives. Mm-hmm. I've actually sat down with people and they say, well, I need to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten a phone call like 2 days later saying, can we write it now? Mm-hmm. He got in a car accident. Wow. He's in the hospital. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Wow.
And at that point, it's very emotional. Mm-hmm. Or when somebody had canceled a policy, and then you get a phone call, they just died. Mm. So it's just very moving. And another thing that separates us really is, if somebody happens to have a spouse or they pass away, we go and we fill out the paperwork with them. We bring the check back. From the time somebody dies, it's usually about 7 days to the time we get a check. Over 90% is delivered within 7 days. And that's very important. And one of the reasons for that is because the agent will come out, will fill out the paperwork, make sure it's done properly, mm-hmm. and then we'll bring the check back. Because it's not just about a number, it's about a family. And when we can see how that impacted their family, and you can see that this family is going to be able to continue to live in the house they had, that they're going to pass on that money intergenerationally mm-hmm. through their family and kids, it's just so impactful.
Yeah. And so you will go out, or someone will go out mm-hmm. and actually help them fill out the paperwork that needs to be filled out. I'm assuming you do yep. that to make sure that everything is done properly the first time, there's no delays.
Yep.
90 plus percent of the time, Primerica gets the payment out there within 7 days. That's pretty amazing
yep.
to me. It sounds like that's
it's a great ratio. And we don't have any act of war and terrorism. Mm-hmm. Very few companies have that. So if somebody's in the military, they really need to have a Primerica policy, mm-hmm. right? Because or even a police department or fire department.
Yeah, what is that? Talk about that.
Act of war and terrorism. Let's say 9/11 happened mm-hmm. or the Boston bombing. They were considered act of terrorism. Insurance companies didn't have to pay. This is where our company was awesome, because we had that clause in ours, mm-hmm. just like almost every other insurance company. But what we did is we took everybody there, we paid them out anyway, and then we changed all the old policies and the new policies to get rid of active war and terrorism. Because the way we looked at it is this.
As an exclusion. It used to
exactly.
be excluded, okay.
Yep. So if you died in an act of war, wouldn't pay. Mm-hmm. Act of terrorism, wouldn't pay. Mm-hmm. So now our policies are really simple. If you live, you pay. You die, we pay.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot easier when you're in a situation like that. Because imagine if you're like a family of somebody that was in the Boston bombing
yeah.
and you're expecting $1 million policy to come in and all of a sudden you have nothing. Mm-hmm. You just lost your mm-hmm. whole entire life. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids are going from whatever school they're at. Now you have to go in and, you know, just it totally messes up the whole entire future.
Yeah.
So it's something that's very important that needs to be taken care of.
You mentioned single moms is you know, it's folks that you really enjoy helping, because these are folks that are easily taken advantage of. Who are some other clients that you not only can help but you enjoy helping?
People of different ethnicities.
Okay.
My wife is from another country, mm-hmm. and lots of companies prey on those people,
okay.
and they don't realize what they're buying. When I sat down with them and explained to them how a lot of the things work. They're just dumbfounded. And I say, do me a favor. Don't believe me. Don't believe the other agent, because both of us can say whatever we want to say. Let's call the 800 number up and ask them how that works for the company or the product that you bought. And if they ask the questions to them and they find out the truth about the product, it's amazing how all of a sudden they end up becoming good friends of yours, which is why I ended up getting married to a Vietnamese woman, because I ended up having a Vietnamese friend because of this business, and then they referred me to their cousin, which lived in Vietnam, and
yeah.
I said, what the heck, I'll go to Vietnam on vacation.
Yeah.
Fell in love and brought her back here.
Yeah, very cool, man. That's very neat. Would you say that everyone should have life insurance or not?
I would say there's a time that you need it. Not everybody needs it, right? If you got somebody who's doesn't have any financial responsibility for anybody else, their need isn't there very high, right? So if you take a look at somebody that's like 18 years old and they're just got a part-time job and they're in college, and their need is very, very low.
Yeah.
However, we have on our policies, you can get 40 to 70% of the death benefit up front, depending on which one you buy. So let's say you have, you know, a $100,000 policy. That could be $70,000 up front. So why is that important? There was a lady who was a vice president with our company who found out how important it was. Her name is Cindy Kicklighter. She lets me share this story.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up with cancer in her hip. And she had over $600,000. So she was able to pull out $400,000 before she died. When she got the cancer in her hip, the doctor said, go home and die. They said, there's no treatment. You're going to die. Just go prepare. Needless to say, she was devastated. She was already in a wheelchair. And she found some alternative treatments that cost over $300,000, and she didn't have $300,000 cash laying there. Mm-hmm. She's still alive today, and that was like 8 years ago.
Wow.
All because she could take that cash from the policy, right? And she was able to use that to be able to, to pay for that. So we actually, so our insurance actually has a living benefit on it, that they can take out some of that the death benefit ahead of time. Now, of course, that'll reduce the death benefit down the road.
Yeah.
But if you just found out you're gonna die,
yep,
and you're not working anymore,
yeah,
so it, let's say there's no extra treatment that's out there, and there's just, you're devastated, you're about to die, you know you're gonna die in 6 months, 3 months, whatever it is, and now you got a couple $100,000 sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
At least your last few months on life
is
the last few months with life.
Right, right.
Instead of misery.
Sure.
And that's very important when it comes to the end phases of life.
Yeah.
So then they can actually celebrate that last part of their lives.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about money, not have to worry about their kids taken care of.
Right. Well, Conrad, how is it that if somebody's listening out there and needs some help, life insurance rather, and wants to talk to you, wants to see what Primerica maybe can do for them, how would they get a hold of you? What's the best way to do
that? The best way is through my cell phone.
Okay.
I give all my clients my cell phone number. They don't have an 800 number to call.
Okay.
It's 727-423-7891.
Okay. All right. So just give you a call on your cell. If you can't answer, just leave a message. And
yeah, typically
sure
speaking, I get back with people within an hour.
Okay.
That's my normal response time. However, I say give me 24 just to be safe,
okay,
because if I happen to have a lot of appointments lined up, and I don't want to call somebody back too early in the evening, or too late in the evening, I should say. But 24 hours is the latest I'll ever get back with anybody.
Okay, very good. And is there anything else regarding Primerica that you'd like folks to know that maybe we haven't touched on?
They love to help each other internally as well.
Okay.
They're a very giving organization. They're actually in Gwinnett County in Georgia, and they have foundations that they give to all the time. They help a lot of different people like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just unbelievably giving.
Okay.
Not only that, but they also give back to a lot of the people they work with.
Okay.
You know, they just love helping everybody. And their main goal is to help build the people that work for them,
mm-hmm,
not necessarily the company, because they've realized the philosophy that I believe in, which is giver's gain.
Yeah.
They realize if they're giving to the people who are out there selling and building their sales force, mm-hmm, if they incentivize them to do well, the company does well.
Yeah.
So they've never cut stuff for the people in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole number one goal was build the field, because the field builds the business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So giver's gain.
Well, one more thing I wanted you to talk about is there's a foundation you're actually working on right now, a 501c3.
Yep.
You're looking to build. I want to talk about that, and then we'll end with the some rapid fire questions. Go ahead and talk about that the foundation you're building right now.
You got it. Yeah, basically working on building a foundation, and what it's going to do is over the next 3 years, I want to build a couple of houses, and it's going to be for a specific group of people. Is someone who is out of the military and disabled, so disabled military,
okay,
and of course it would be geared towards whatever that person's disability is,
mm-hmm,
the house.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to do two of them over the next 3 years. It's going to be a learning curve going through the entire foundation aspect,
mm-hmm,
of it. It's going to be very interesting, and I hope it goes extremely well, and
yeah,
I'm sure it will. So in 3 years, we get three of those built, and then from there, I want to ramp that up and start building a couple of them a year.
Okay.
And maybe even start helping people like single moms who were single because of being from abusive situations,
mm-hmm,
or maybe the child was abused,
mm-hmm,
by the dad, whatever, or and they're out of that situation, and helping them with homes as well.
Right.
Just being able to give back to the community. Because when it comes to the military, right, they have given so much for us,
yeah,
that how can we not find a way to give back to them?
Right. Absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. All right, Conrad, just a few more questions, man, and then we'll shut down this episode. What is the best podcast out there that maybe you listen to that you would recommend others listen to?
Go to BNI University,
okay,
app. Download that app,
mm-hmm,
and there's an MBA program in there.
Okay.
That MBA program is basically this concept all the way through fruition. Basically,
mm-hmm,
shows you how to do it in a masterful way,
mm-hmm,
instead of just trying to skate by, right? So if you're doing this and you pay attention to it beginning to end, and the cool thing is you're driving down the road and you can listen to it.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, how can you do all of these CEUs?
Yeah.
Right? It's simple. I'm driving down the road. Bang. Next, next, yep. next, yep. next. Yep. I turn my car into a university.
Right.
Right? Beyonce doesn't pay my bills.
Yeah.
Right? So I figured I'm going to turn off Beyonce.
Yeah.
And I'm going to turn on the radio station called WORK.
Okay.
Yeah? So it's going to be work all the time until my kids get in the car.
Yeah, right.
Then it's the wheels on the bus
that's
go
right.
round and round. Right?
So that's BNI University app, and that's the BNI MBA.
Yep.
So we'll definitely check that out. What is the most important networking trait somebody can have?
Be open.
Okay.
Be open, be friendly,
okay.
and truly care about the other people.
Okay.
If you're getting into networking just to take from other people,
yeah,
it's not going to work for you. You might make a lot of money in the beginning, but long term, you'll be discovered.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be about helping other people. So, you know, even if you're shy, you'll find a way not to be shy when you're in the BNI group because it's just easy.
Yeah.
Everybody ends up being friends,
that's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, just sort of a goofy little friend group, which is fun.
And all with a common goal, you know,
yeah.
with a common
yeah.
goal to help one another. If you could go back in time, Conrad, and talk to your younger self, younger Conrad, what is one either business or networking secret that maybe you wish you had known sooner?
Leveraging.
Okay.
Yeah, leveraging.
All right. Talk about that a little bit.
All right. If you're going out and you're becoming a salesperson or you have a business and you're out selling it yourself, you go to these networking groups or whatever, and you're the only person doing it, you're only going to be able to get a certain result.
Mm-hmm.
If you leverage yourself, because lots of businesses do different ways of leveraging, right? But more specifically, if you're going into the networking side of things to be able to leverage yourself, what you need to do is join a group like BNI.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you can leverage yourself because you're training your sales staff,
right?
Right? Each person that's in the BNI group is, in essence, a sales and marketing salesperson for you.
Yeah.
Right, you teach them, and then you have to teach another one. You teach another one. Teach another one. Teach them to overcome your objections.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them all those different things, right? So you end up having a lot more time
mm-hmm.
because the problem is in the beginning of most businesses, you don't have a lot of time because
right.
you're spending all your time out meeting and talking to people and trying to build your business.
Right.
When you can work smarter
mm-hmm.
and not harder.
Right, right, right. Absolutely. And then the final question I have for you is: what is the most profound piece of advice that you have ever been given?
Just do it.
All right.
Simple. You need to have more sales? Just do it. I'm stealing this from the founder of our company, Art
yeah.
Williams. and it's not the Nike swoosh logo either.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I need to get more leads. Just do it. I need to meet more people. Just do it. I need to make more money. Just do it. I need to pay off my bills. Just do it. Whatever you do, just do it. Don't talk about
yeah.
doing it.
Find a way. Make
Find
it
a way. Just
yeah.
make it happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, Conrad, I appreciate you taking the time to join us for the Winning Edge podcast. And certainly, if you're interested in getting in touch with Conrad, as he said, his cell phone is 727-423-7891. And I can assure you he will get back to you within an hour, most likely, but certainly within 24 hours. So again, thanks, Conrad.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!